This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado lawmakers will consider a proposal that tries to make it clear when artificial intelligence is used in election campaigns. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
This comes as the world adapts to technologies that can create realistic videos, audio, and images that didn't actually happen. Democratic Secretary of State Jenna Griswold.
AI is being used to manipulate what candidates or elected officials say or do to make them appear like they're doing something or saying something that they actually did not.
Under the proposal, any electoral content created using artificial intelligence would require a disclaimer. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Renaming the 14,000-foot Kit Carson Mountain in southern Colorado is under consideration. KRCC's Shauna Lewis.
The legacy of the 1800s-era Army officer Kit Carson has been connected to violence against Indigenous people. Jennifer Runyon of the U.S. Board on Geographic Names says four names have been submitted as possible replacements so far.
So the debate has to take place first as to whether Kit Carson should be removed. Because if the answer is no, these replacements are all kind of irrelevant.
The next step in the process is for the federal agency to do tribal and community outreach. Then the state's Geographic Naming Advisory Board will likely discuss the change again at their next meeting in late March. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Interactive aquarium SeaQuest Littleton is closing its doors next month. The company announced in a Facebook post that its last day at Southwest Plaza Mall will be February 4th. SeaQuest operates aquariums at 8 locations nationwide. The Littleton location has been cited numerous times over harmful business practices and mistreatment of animals. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 2:06.